Well, concussion is something that can be a byproduct of playing on the sporting field, or you can just have a bad clash in your everyday life with somebody, and our understanding of it has changed a little bit over time. Discussing it with us this morning from the University of Newcastle's School of Medicine and Public Health, Dr. Andrew Garner. Good morning, Andrew. I guess, how has our understanding of concussion and its effects changed over time?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I think what's happened is that there's been a lot of research and a lot of focus gone into the area now, and so we understand a lot better various things of how to manage players best and return to play guidelines and those kinds of things. And so the sporting bodies are making changes in policy on how to manage athletes from the professional level right down to the grassroots level. So there's been a number of changes over the last few years just based on the knowledge that's been gained from research.
Would it be fair to say we're not just sort of sending people back out there quicker because that's the thing to do, to not to be seen to be weak, and we're actually giving them a bit of time to recuperate?
Yeah, I think the cultural change in terms of the players themselves recognising that concussion is an injury, and it's an injury that you can't play through. So a lot of collision and contact sports, usually where injuries or being hurt as a badge of honour and just staying out there and trying to help the team out. But when you do suffer an injury to the brain, which is a fairly complex area of our anatomy, we need to make sure that everything is fine before we send you back out there and potentially put you at risk of sustaining another concussion on top of the one that you just had.
So you have the big bang on the head and you're sort of having what we would commonly call concussion, but what actually is going on inside when we take that lump?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things that can be happening, and it's usually different for each individual. And it also depends on the mechanism of the injury as well. So the rotational forces where you might get hit in the chin like you would see in the boxing ring when a hook is delivered to the chin, or on a rugby league or rugby union field when a defender comes up to make a tackle and turns their face and gets hit on the chin side on into the shoulder of the ball carrier. That's a different mechanism of injury when you have those rotational forces and can lead to loss of consciousness, whereas other ones where there's a head-on contact can be different as well. So things like neuroinflammation can occur, changes in the metabolites within the brain, and just the communication between the cells of the brain can be disturbed, and so you're not functioning as well as what you normally would be if you hadn't sustained a knock.
Andrew, if we do decide not to, you know, take a little bit of time off and rest from it, what are some of the longer term implications of heading back out and getting your brain moving again?
That's a million-dollar question. We really don't know what the long-term consequences are for any one individual. What we do know is that when we've been conducting research in either retired players or some of the studies that are coming out from the US, is that there are some people that may be vulnerable to that longer-term consequence. In terms of current athletes, when they sustain a concussion and if they have another concussion on top of a concussion they've already sustained, they can take longer to recover. Their symptoms can be more severe. So their headache might be rated as a 9 out of 10 instead of being a 5 or a 6 out of 10 from the first one. And so they're not, their quality of life has changed for a little bit longer. They might not be getting back to work or back to the classroom if they're at university or at school. And it just takes longer for them to get rid of their symptoms and feel normal again.
Well, gee, it can make all the difference, can't it? Well, look, the Newcastle Concussion Clinic is something you're very much involved with. Can you let us know just a little bit about that before I let you go, Andrew?
Yeah, so the local health district has a sports concussion clinic. As far as we're aware, we're the only sports concussion clinic in all of Australia in the public health system. And so it's a free clinic available to any athlete who has sustained a concussion or any retired player who has concerns about their cognition or their health. And we usually run the clinic on Tuesdays. And so if you have any concerns, then by all means, get a referral to see us. We're happy to see you.
Well, Andrew, we have got the details about that and our chat this morning at 2NURFM.com and our morning show page. So thanks for sharing your time with us this morning. I'll let you get back into the important work of keeping people's brains moving.
Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.
From the University of Newcastle, the School of Medicine and Public Health, it is Dr. Andrew Gardner, the very tricky subject of concussion this morning.